Good morning. Thank you for joining the Mike Bellagio podcast show on Anchor and Spotify and iTunes. Thank you for tuning in. I know it's been a while since I've uploaded a podcast. Well, I just wanted to talk about the Cash App owner, Bob Lee. It's kind of bizarre how you can put this, but the owner of Cash App looked like he was targeted by the U.S. government, by the central bankers, by the elites. It looks like Bob Lee was targeted. Could be by the U.S. government, could be from an outside third party, you never know. But he was definitely targeted. It was an inside job. He also had something called a mobile coin, which was another threat for the central bankers. And just like back in the day when in the 1900s, you know, Thomas Edison, J.P. Morgan, the Rockefellers, they were all trying to get their foot in, you know, to control the world back in the 1900s, because they were trying to get like a hold of power or control in the United States. And before the Titanic sunk, there were a lot of people who opposed the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgans, the Thomas Edisons, and so on. Those type of big names that we know today. You know, back before the Titanic sunk, these guys were rich, but they didn't have the power back in the day that they have now. So when the Titanic, before the Titanic sunk, there was a lot of people that were senators and that were like big names, and they were rich people too. These were like Americans that were in the Spanish-American War, and for somehow they had seats in Congress and Senate and all this stuff. So before the Titanic sunk, the Rockefellers, the J.P. Morgans, and you know the Thomas Edisons of the world, they all got together and they sunk that ship. That's why right after when the Titanic sunk, like 1914 or 19, right after that, they passed the law that the American people were going to be taxed. So that started in right after the Titanic sunk. So go look that up. It's some information you can go look up. But, you know, for him to be murdered at 42, 43, dude seemed like he understood the world a lot, you know. And Cash App, if anything, the U.S. government could have made it where they could have partnered with them instead of, like, making the FedNow stuff, you know what I'm saying? So it's just kind of weird that right when he dies, I mean, the Fed now is just like Cash App, but for the government, you know what I'm saying? To track your information and to track all this crap, you know? You know, you never know what's going to happen. You know, we're living in 2023, you know? The agenda is 2030. It's the depopulization agenda, you know. So 2030 is not far away, you know. It's only about 7 years. And we are in the 7-year tribulation as we speak. You know, every 7 years there's a tribulation. Every 7 years there's a change. Every 7 years there's a shift in power or in something. But every 7 years is a tribulation period. Every 7 years, the body changes, the body grows, the body ages. Every 7 years. So it's just, you know, we in that period. So, you know, we got to be prepared mentally and spiritually as people. You know, we all got to strengthen each other. You know, real men sharpen each other. Iron sharpens iron. You know what I'm saying? So it's just, you know, the world that we live in today is very cutthroat. So now the central bankers are trying to get their foot in with the whole digital currency stuff. So just like they got their foot in back in the 1900s, late 1800s, you know, with oil and with energy and with banking back in the day, now they're trying to get their foot in. Now their offsprings, their children's children, are trying to get their foot in with the whole digital currency. You know, they're saying the American dollar is going to be digital or something. So it's like, you know, cashless society. You know, it's like, what are you going to do as an individual? You know, all you can do is speak truth. You know, that's why I got this podcast. The only thing I could do is speak truth. And when I was on YouTube, you know, they just kept like, I wasn't able to speak truth, you know. YouTube don't want you to have an opinion. And it's just, it's weird. Like, it's just, you know. So, you know, God bless Anchor. God bless Spotify for giving me a platform to speak on. And, you know, the world is turning in wicked ways that we have to prepare for. It says in the Bible, when good men do nothing, evil shall thrive. Okay. Well, we're seeing the evil thrive. We're in a time of weak men, as far as weak men in politics, you know. So we got nobody being strong for us to be our voices for the outside in. So, you know, we're in a real bad movie. It's like, I don't know if people have been noticing, but ever since the time change, the body's been real exhausted lately, you know. The time manipulation, you know, the body feels exhausted, the mind, you know, it's 12 o'clock, but it's really 11 o'clock, you know what I'm saying? So, I mean, who knows, you know? And then with the whole CERN that's going on, they keep turning CERN on. I mean, we're definitely, you know, the whole the Miles Morales movie, Into the Spider-Man, Into the Spider-Verse, and the movie shows the collider. The collider is the CERN machine, like, you know, fabricating the breaking the time and space fabrication, you know. And this reality we live in is fabricated. It's a fabricated reality that we live in, you know. And yes, whatever you think is what you're going to go for. Just like when you're hungry, you think of what you want to eat, right? And you manifest it and you go get it, right? That's just how everything else is. So you got to just got to always, you know, be careful what you're thinking and be careful, you know, always use the right words and, you know, always be a positive energy around. You know, so living in some times where things are shifting, but as human beings, we can never forget that we all have to come together, love each other, and lift each other up, and survive. You know, survive these times. And as far as, you know, us seeing all these aliens, all these spacecrafts. To me, I think it's the U.S. military trying to like use an alien force against us or against the world. You know, there's always a deception for something. You know, 9/11 and so on and so on, right? So, who knows, you know? Who knows? They could be using the space, the alien aircraft, the anti-gravity aircraft. Those are Teslas. That's Tesla's inventions. In real honesty, I feel like they, when they took Tesla inventions, they probably sold them to the Nazis or something. You know, who knows, you know? But Nazis had, like, anti-gravity stuff, too. Magnetic propulsion or something like that, you know? You know, don't be fooled about the sightings of the spacecrafts and everything. It's a deception. It could be Project Bluebeam. Those could be holograms. You know, like with the whole China balloon thing, like, why was that even happening? Like, I don't even know why that was happening. I don't know why that was taking place. Should have been shot down a long time ago. I don't know, but I don't know, man. It's just like, you can just feel like the energy of this country, you know, it's like, it's very wacky. It's not the same, you know? So, don't believe everything, you know? Who knows, you know? Who knows? The spacecrafts, they can use these spacecrafts to make you think like the rapture's coming. What if, you know, what if the spacecrafts come and they just beam a whole bunch of people up, or a whole bunch of people just vanish? You know, that could be a misconception of the rapture. You know, who knows? That could be the rapture, or that could be, you know, you just never know what they're planning, you know. You just don't know. Like, it could be a big deception. Big deception. So you don't know what's coming, you know, as far as whatever the game tells you. So, but it's just with the Cash App owner being killed, tells you a lot that the Men in Black came for him. You know, who somebody, you know, supposedly he was on vacation, or like, what was he doing out 2:30 in the morning? Like, what was he, supposedly he was on vacation or something. Like, who had access to where he was at? You know what I'm saying? He couldn't just be walking the streets. Someone had to know where he was. Someone had to set him up. Someone had to give some intel and say, hey, man, he's over here and we got him. Or, you know, so, and for someone to use a knife, you know, it's like they probably got the murder weapon. You know, like, how, you know, if you can't no weapon, no person, it's like, who you gonna, you know, it's like, they can find Bin Laden, but they can't find the Cash App killer in the United States? Like, it don't make sense, man. Don't make sense, man. It's not, you know, it's not a coincidence. Something's going on. You know, it's just, you know, stuff is going on. Like, you know, like, stuff is going on. And it's just like, what can we do? Like, my thing is, don't vote, you know? Don't vote. When the election comes, don't vote, because the real revolution is in the voting systems. If we don't vote, no one is elected. The people have spoken, you know? The power of the people are more than the people that are in power. Remember that. So, you know, we all got to get together and not vote in this system, you know. Stop voting in this system. The voting system is a scam, you know. You want change? Don't vote. Don't select no leaders. That's how I look at it. You know, it's all a program. It's a program, just like the holidays. It's a program. It's all programmed for you to celebrate it, act like nothing, just to participate in it. It's all programmed, and we're the users. Well, thank you for listening, guys. I will be putting up something about the story of Easter, and give my origin about the story of Easter. Well, thank you so much for your time and for tuning in to the Mike Bellagio podcast on Anchor, Spotify, and on iTunes. Bye.